Hi, it's Roger here from What's On DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on a major change at the head of Disney Plus. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. After more than 20 years of working at Disney, Aaron LaBerge, who is the President and Chief Technological Officer of Disney Entertainment and ESPN, is going to be leaving to become the Chief Technology Officer at Penn Entertainment, which is also behind ESPN Bet. So he's been working on the streaming services for years, and apparently now he's decided now that at the end of June he's going to be leaving Disney, and as of the 1st of July he will then be moving over to Penn Entertainment. So what he's going to be doing at Penn is working on the ESPN app. So this obviously is very good, I think, from their point of view. They've got someone that's been working on the tech side of ESPN, knows how it works, knows sports, knows how ESPN runs, is going to have a connection and knows people there, is going to have a good relationship with people. So therefore, while he's technically not working for Disney, he's going to be working for this other company, there's still going to be a lot of cross-communication and still working together with this bet app, which Disney's really hoping does take off, because obviously they're taking a cut of any money that gets made from this. And obviously Disney's always been a little bit iffy about being in gambling. You know, it's like if you go on a Disney cruise, you don't find a casino on board. But with sports betting, they kind of view that a little bit different because it's a different audience. And so therefore, that's why it's under the ESPN Bet brand. No doubt it's going to become bigger and bigger. But him moving over to here does mean now that they're going to be trying to find a replacement for him. And this is where it gets interesting for us as for Disney Plus subscribers and ESPN, as obviously they're getting ready to launch the new ESPN app next summer. But having someone new on board might be a good thing. Recently, Bob Iger spoke out about the fact that Disney Plus is years behind Netflix in terms of technology, and they know what they need to do and they've got to do it. And they're really pushing now that they want to make Disney Plus better. Now, there's lots of things I'm sure we're all going to be like thinking we know that they could do. A better algorithm, ways of giving us better presentation of what's coming in, a newer Flash interface. I mean, Hulu on Disney Plus wasn't exactly that different. But yeah, it does open the door that somebody new could come in with some fresh ideas and some with new takes on trying to get Disney Plus to that next level. Because let's be honest, it is not on Netflix's right now. They are way, way ahead. Disney has been spending billions of dollars getting tech and getting all these places, things in place, but they haven't been able to do it. So hopefully, my hope now is that with someone fresh coming in, they can look at it and be like, right, we need to do this. And maybe, you know, obviously they'll have been working, I'd imagine, with Disney for a while, but they could go out there and maybe poach someone, maybe get someone from Netflix. That might be a good thing. But yeah, I think this is probably a good thing. It definitely feels that Disney Plus is in a new era. With the introduction of Hulu on Disney Plus, it really has just kind of changed everything, and we're going to see some more changes in the United States. Now, I know that a lot of the stuff that Aaron's been working on will be happening over the next few months and a year ahead. He's probably been very much involved in all of that. But I think the launch of Hulu on Disney Plus was that big core thing that they were all kind of looking for. And with the new ESPN app coming out next year, in some ways, this makes a lot of sense for, you know, if he was wanting to go, this might have been the best time for it. No doubt as well, there's probably more money in it for him. He says also it's for like personal reasons and stuff as well. And, you know, that's fine. If he wants to go off and do that, there is nothing wrong with people wanting to leave, go find a better job. You know, if they get paid more, you know, hours, pressure, etc. But also, I think this is a good opportunity for a fresh take on Disney Plus moving forward. But let us know, what do you think of all this? Do you think it's a good move? Do you think it's not? Love to hear all your comments in the below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.